Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week two of the June 2015 Celestial Timings. And we're beginning this week on Monday, June 8th. And the sun is reaching a sextile. The sun at almost 18 Gemini is reaching sextile to Jupiter at almost 18 Leo. And what is interesting to note about any time planets are sextile each other is that they've either recently stationed direct or they're going to station retrograde. And the sun is the center of a time of our sort of cosmic clock. So when the planets are in certain relationship, when they're within certain degrees of the sun, it lets us know where the planet is in relationship to its seasonal cycle to the sun. And every year, Jupiter will be sextile the sun twice. And every year it will be conjunct the sun once and opposite the sun once and square the sun twice, trine the sun twice. So there's these different aspects that are happening, and all the outer planets actually do this. And when they're in one of these configurations, it lets us know where Jupiter is in its cycle. And if we think of the sun as the fuel and the center point of the time clock, it's significant. It's important to connect into. And we've got Jupiter completing by August. We'll have completed its journey through Leo. This is all about the questions of how do we really love ourselves in healthy ways? How do we come to express from the place of self-respect and self-acceptance and self-approval and self-confidence and, you know, all the things that go with healthy versions of self-love, getting our divinity, knowing that our greatest gift is in showing up and offering the love of who we are and the bright light of who we are to the planet. And particularly from Leo's perspective, there's nothing more that needs to be done. Now, there may be other things that are done, and Leo loves to be creative, and there's lots of fun energy that's associated with Leo. But the true power, the true gift of Leo is to come from that place of self-love. And I did put a quote into the Celestial Timings from a book called Relentless Love by Carl Edwin Smith. And I just want to say it out loud because I just love this. Only love has the power to unify and enlighten our life while it enchants our outer life. Oh, I'm sorry. Only love has the power to unify and enlighten our inner life while it enchants our outer life. When love is the organizing purpose of our life, all other concerns are secondary and subject to its influence. And this is such a powerful statement for Jupiter and Leo, something that's being seeded now for the next 12 years before Jupiter goes back into Leo a little less than 12 years from now. So it's pretty powerful. And Mars at 19 and a half Gemini is sextile Uranus at 19 and a half Aries. And Mars, again, is with the sun, not visible. Anytime it's within 15 degrees of the sun, it's not visible. So it is out in its out-of-bounds phase in Gemini, which is kind of a wild and crazy energy anyway. And whenever the Mars is out of bounds, as I said, it's kind of like a bending the rules or going beyond the rules of ordinary reality, acts more like a wild card factor. And Uranus is also known for being quite a wild card in and of itself, and for doing things that are unexpected, that you didn't see coming, you had no idea. Sometimes it's kind of fun. It's fun to have the Uranian experience, and sometimes it can feel like you're getting hit over the head with a wake-up call that doesn't feel so great, but is ultimately always there just to help with awakening. And so what does it take to get us to wake up? If we're sleeping through our alarm, does it take cold water in the face, or does it take somebody coming and shaking you and waking you up out of your sleep? Or do you hear the little chimes? Maybe you have these wonderful little chimes set for your alarm clock, and you hear those chimes and you're like, oh good, something new to wake up to and to energize today. So with Uranus and Mars together, One of the things, and I didn't really say this in the written version of the timings, but one of the things that can be important to do is to just be aware of what's going on, so that the unexpected changes, the twists and turns that can happen don't have to be so dramatic because we weren't paying attention and then somehow got into an accident or something like that. So seeing it as an adventure and something fun to connect with is the best way to approach this particular timing. And then there will be the last quarter moon, the half full moon, that will be exact at 8:42 a.m. Pacific time on June 9th, meaning that the moon is rising around midnight and it will be visible in the morning sky, setting after the sun. And it's in Pisces last quarter moon. So it's emphasizing the mysteries of dreaming and also empathy and compassion and how we help and heal through the process of having faith in ourselves and in the process of life, trusting the universe and trusting what's unfolding and embracing the power of love as the greatest power of healing available to us, because love, of course, heals everything. So that is some of the gifts that can come with the Pisces last quarter moon. And then on June 10th, the moon will enter into Aries. It'll also reach perigee. It will pass Vesta. And then I think it's on June 11th when the moon will pass Uranus and occult Uranus and the series of occultations that have been taking place. And that's going to actually happen at 1:45 p.m. It's not visible. And Uranus is hard to see in the sky anyway. But this is a series of occultations that have been taking place since last August, I believe. And this is, so it's the 11th time, 11 occultations, and each one kind of builds a more intensity on the one before. And one of the things I think is probably the perfect mantra for the Uranus energy and what's happening with Uranus, and of course the sun is sextile Uranus on June 10th exact, and that will be, let us know that it's about 6 weeks before Uranus is going to station retrograde. It's stationing retrograde on July 26th. So each occultation, moon occultation, and it's also happening at the time of sun Uranus square, I mean sextile, which is adding fuel to this whole thing that's going on, is that it's exponentially increased each time the moon has occulted Uranus in this series. And the thing that Uranus was always most interested in is getting us to look at what we believe, what we think, how we're looking at our reality, and to what is it that needs to shift. Because if we have a core belief system, then that's what organizes our reality. And sometimes that limits us to a certain perspective on reality. And if that shifts, even just slightly, it can reorient our whole reality. So you may have heard me say this before, and I love, how this is kind of in the more of the collective consciousness as well, is that it's time for us to really question what it is that we think, or to not necessarily believe what it is that we're thinking. Just because we think it doesn't mean it's true. So the, in fact, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how it's really important to tune into our body knowing, and to listen to what our body is telling us, because the body is wise and our mind tells us lies, or it often tells us lies. And so I was like, ooh, that rhymes. And I wrote it, I put it in the written version of the timings. We were having fun with that. And she was trying to make a decision about something, and it was perfect for her, especially as somebody who can tend to be really mental and mull things over from a mental perspective. But sometimes we have just a knowing in our body. It says, I like being here. I don't like being here. So why would you force yourself to be somewhere where you don't like, where the body doesn't like to be? Because the body is not really trying to rationalize it or figure it out. So it's a good time to be tuning into the body. And also, you know, on June 11th, when we have the moon occultation over Uranus, we've got Mercury station direct. Yay! That's going to happen at 3:33 p.m. Pacific time. And this has been quite the wild Mercury retrograde happening. So with the moon occultation over Uranus and Mercury, and Uranus are similar, both having to do with what we think, and Mercury's in Gemini, and that's also very much about the perception through thinking. You know, what we're perceiving in our reality is often based on how we are believing things. So just looking at the thoughts you're choosing to think, and sending blessings to yourself, even if you're judging yourself, and choosing to bless yourself and to bless others if you're judging other people. And often if you're judging someone else and you notice yourself judging, you can stop and think, how is this about me? Because it really ultimately is always about us. So that's pretty profound. And so taking the time to notice what you're thinking, to not believe what you think necessarily, and to just be open to how your assemblage point can shift. Now, Mercury is at almost 5 Gemini. It's 4.5 degrees Gemini when it stations direct. So it's very close to the Pleiades, one of the Bohemian stars. It's within 6 degrees. It's also within 6 degrees of Aldebaran. It's kind of sitting in between the two, and as is morning star now. So it's not something we can see in the evening sky, but could be visible possibly. It's not, Mercury's a little harder to see in the morning sky. But probably more likely still lost in the rays of the glow of the rising sun. However, just keep that in mind, and that this is because this Mercury station direct is between these two powerful stars, we can incorporate the energies of the light codes coming from those stars to support what we're intending and putting into motion as Mercury pauses before it gets ready to head forward into forward motion. So that can be really powerful for our intentions at this time and working ceremonially with that. Now, another thing that's happening is Mars is now at 21.5 Gemini, and it is square Chiron at 21.5 Gemini, and Chiron's getting ready to station retrograde, I think next week, in the third week. And Mars is in its underworld journey. It's really close to the sun, so not very visible at this time. And Chiron is all about how to help and heal. And the Mars journey is around because the Mars cycle began in Libra last year. It's everything that's happening in this 2-year cycle is focused around conscious equal partnership, and particularly with the sacred feminine. So what can be healed, and Chiron's there to help heal the wounds that have happened between the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. So on June 11th, we've got Mercury stationing direct, and on June 12th, we've got Neptune stationing retrograde. So two planetary stations within 2 days. And I've noticed when this happens before, it can have a little bit of a disorienting feeling, because when planets are stationing, moving, and shifting direction, it creates an assemblage point shift in our reality as well. And and particularly because Neptune has a lot to do with clarity, or not having clarity. Who am I really? What am I doing? Where am I going? Or confusion can be connected to Neptune. But it's also about connecting us into the unknown and what's possible, like in into the field of all possibilities. So things that are possible, bigger, beyond what we may have thought. And also on June 12th, the sun will be square the sun in Gemini is square Chiron, and almost at the exact degree as, because Mars is at, was it 21:29, and the sun and Chiron are at 21:30 on the next day. So really, really close, that this, these squares to Chiron are taking place. And Chiron is stationing retrograde on June 24th. So the sun being the one that, when it's square, as I said, square, two times it's square before and after it goes retrograde. So this is the one before. If you have planets, angles, or nodes between 16 and 22 degrees of Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, or Sagittarius, you are in a Chiron cycle. So this puts you on the leading edge of this initiation of what's possible and the healing process that is possible. And so I'll just say I had the sun conjunct my Pisces sun last year, and it was really powerful healing time. So if you're in these this type of a cycle, just know that this is, you know, the possibility for shamanic healing is tremendous, and it's really worth intending to connect with that if possible, you know, in a conscious way, as consciously as possible, taking time to take care of your health, get plenty of sleep, do things that, you know, if you've been thinking about doing a cleanse or you've been thinking about certain kinds of healing work, shamanic work, shamanic healing work, now would be the time to do it if you're in one of these cycles. And even if you're not, it can be really potent to do it in one of these kind of collective cycles. So on Saturday, June 13th, Venus is going by the Beehive Cluster, the stars of the Beehive. And that's something that it does once each year, activating our connection to bee medicine. And to me, one of the things about bee medicine is how to just be more rather than do more. So being more and doing less, being in a way that can support our life and the fulfillment of our destiny and what we're here to do. So you might tune into what that is. And because, of course, Venus is in Leo, it's also about healthy self-love. And so how can we be more of that? How can we be in a place of greater love for ourselves and each other? How can we be in a greater place of respect for ourselves and each other? How can we be in a greater place of acceptance for ourselves and each other? So that's one way to work with that. So that completes the second week of June 2015.